Blog Talk Radio.
Ghetto children singing. See, they eager to learn how to become the next world leaders. Brave hearts. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off it. Book one, strategy, tactics, techniques. Look dumb, but massively notice the weakness in all of them. Gotta use it only if necessary. Homie, vessels is very real if enemies carrying heavy steel. Beware the thugs who ain't scared of blood or jail time. When Aryan nations ain't having integration, we so blind to beauty of life. But when my mom said again, you could be Christ, I wasn't old enough to hold my d***ing P-right. Jesus, what is he like? I picture him standing with diamonds on him, little different from the way my mommy saw him. Practice your aiming, physical training in difficult terraining. Test your endurance, try to keep your stamina banging, splitting duchess up, strap up. The armies of school, teaching smart ways to go. I'm thinking Gandhi was a fool, the chronic's a fool. Got me thinking out loud. Sleep on my drunkenness, I blow your brains out. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
My revolution is as real as Bobby Seals. I build with dudes and Chris worth a quarter mil and Dick Hill. For fish gills, the cops, the time come, I mask up and get my comrade off the bus. Up the beef, I snatch a seed from Chuck E. Cheese and feed them to the rats in the back of the peas. Black fatigue and off the scenes on a sofa. 50-inch flat screen, Louis Vuitton holsters. My motions don't appeal to appellate division. I did it strong for 7 long years in prison. Of the system, I'm like a modern-day Hitler. Black gorilla, crib and blood and one only. Just know my face, I be the case for the wish at the police. They'll get the name Lake. Go simultaneously with street revolution. 21 gun salute, the new Huey Newton.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Teach our woman how to hold a family down in case something happens to us fathers. Protect the children, grab revolvers. The woman plays an important part of our life force. So what we fight for, my heart goes to you, beautiful wife in war.
Enlist and more and talk less. Watch all and trust none, demand your respect. And be ready to die for what you believe in. And ride all the time, not just when convenient.
Justice is freedom, wisdom and understanding. We the lost children of Israel in this Western world region. You ain't a man, you a coward if you can't support the girl you put a seed in.
Strong rule the weak, but the wise rule the strong. It's more to a war than just getting it on. Seal your form, cover your tracks, stay prepared. I don't care, no one's spared.
Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here. Revolutionary warfare, warfare, loving war for the cause. I gotta take you off here.
I'm a soldier for life. The battle I'm fighting has no ending. To struggle is to go the distance. To win is not to care how far one must go.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How you feel?
Fine, sir.
How do we get access to this, Jackson?
His lawyers say they can get me in posing as a legal investigator.
You were Huey Newton's lawyer, right?
Yes.
And now, Mr. Jackson.
Mitch Jackson was sentenced 1 year to life for a $70 gas station robbery.
We have 2 hours.
Waiting a long time.
We need brothers who can maintain their self-respect in here, have true strength.
Some people are comparing you to Eldridge Cleaver, Richard Wright, Du Bois. How does your fame affect you when you're locked up all day?
Free the Soledad brothers!
Free the Soledad brothers!
Do you understand that there cannot be a peaceful revolution?
Okay, gentlemen, we're taking over!
Mr. Jackson,
I'm sorry about your brother.
He will live to regret it. I'll see you today.
Yeah.
him with Eric's.
Starring Gary Dordan from TV CSI.
This is the military, David.
Pre-aligned, revolutionary ingredients. Welcome to another edition of the Universal Radio. I'm your host, Bumani Shakir, where our goals are fivefold. Our first goal is to eradicate functional literacy among new African prisoners. Our second goal is to eradicate cultural ignorance among new African prisoners. Our third goal is trampling the criminal challenge. Our fourth goal is to assist in the rebuilding, stabilization of new African communities. Our fifth goal is to prepare new African prisoners for release, producing new African citizens. While you wait on the guests, I'll let you go a couple of little documentations of Georgia University, a little history and other things of that nature, right? In 2003, Abdul Lugabar Shakir, Tatawa Natambe Jamar, Hodari Kambo, Abasi Ghana, Yafi Ayapo, Dr. Donna R. Evans, and Dr. Rashid Ali developed the concept of transferring the entire U.S. prison industrial complex, PISC, into the largest university in the country. The initial name for the project was University of the Mind. Beyond this title, we received very minimal feedback. So by summer 2003, we decided to name our university George Jackson University. We can no longer afford to depend on the government or the PISC to educate the new African prison population, nor should our education development be dependent on them. It is in the best interest of our community and society at large for us to take responsibility for our education development. For the success of the GJU will depend on the support of many people in our communities. We are proud to seek a donation who will pledge to donate books for registered students, a GJU study group, which we call the Mark Garvey Study Group, MGSG. And our curriculum consists of one, parent African studies, two, new African literature, one, three, new African political science education, four, reading and writing, five, math and science, six, computer science, seven, green technology, eight, sociology, nine, psychology, 10, horticulture, landscaping and gardening, 11, cooking and nutrition, 12, health and fitness, 13, business and finance, 14, arts and crafts, and 15, pre-release survival programs. You know, GDU is inviting tutors and scholars to assist in creating lesson plans. We'd like to volunteer GDU, please contact us. Right to us, so they have learned that resistance is actually possible. Their hopes are beginning to slip away. I'd like to salute everybody who are currently educating themselves and currently doing anything progressing in the community. I'd like to thank everybody who's been following us since 2014 on our radio broadcast. Thank everybody who's been engaging in GJU activities, be it Black Girls, be it for Human Rights March, community activities, or whatever it may be. You know, we're very thankful. And, you know, if you have any comrade, little one, social by enemy lines, you can link to our website with www.jordanuniversity.com. Again, it's www.georgejacksonuniversity.com. I want to read one more thing. It's coming out of the it's coming out of a booklet called The Updated History of African Prison Struggle by the elder and New African POW, Sundara Nkola. It talks about incarceration. It says, 16th century through the Civil War, the African prison struggle began on the shores of America behind the walls of medieval pens that held captives for ships bound west into slavery. It continues today behind the walls of modern U.S. penitentiary, where all prisoners are held as legal slaves, a blatant violation of international law, as it is the present U.S. policy to execute minors and the mentally impaired. The conception of prison ideology began to take form as far back as the reign of Louis XIV of France, 1643 to 1715, when the Benedict monks, Mabillon wrote that penitents might be secluded in cells like those of Carthaginian monks and they're being employed in various sorts of labor. In 1790, on April the 5th, the Pennsylvania Quaker actualized the concept at a capstone of their 14-year struggle to reform Philadelphia Walnut Street Jail. No longer would corporal punishment be administrated. Henceforth, prisoners would be locked away in their cells with a Bible and forced to do penitence in order to rehabilitate themselves. Thus, were born the penitentiary. The third prison officially designed to achieve total isolation of each prisoner with the Eastern Shore Penitentiary, better known as Cherokee and Fidel, constructed in 1829. With cell laid out so that no prisoner ever saw another person but his guard. The separate system represented by Cherry Hill was being rivaled by an alternative, the solid system, which was designed specifically for exploiting mass convict labor. On the latter system, prisoner was housed in solitary cells, but worked together all day as an ideal source of cheap, reliable labor. On a rigorous enforcement of the rule that all convicts must maintain total silence. The model for the system was set up at Auburn, New York in 1825, with initiating lockstep so that guards could maintain strict control at the prisoner marched back and forth between their cells and their industrial workshop. By 1850, approximately 6,700 people were found in the nation's newly emerging prison system. Almost none of the prisoners were black. There were more valuable economically outside the prison system because there were other means of racial control. During this time, most New African men, women, and children were already in prison for life on plantations and chattel slaves. Accordingly, the African struggle behind the walls was carried on primarily behind the walls of slave quarter through conspiracy, revolts, insurrection, arson, sabotage, bird showdown, poison of slave masters, self-maimings, and runaways. If slaves were captured, they continued to struggle behind the walls of the local jails, many of which were first built to hold captured runaways. Later, they were also used for local citizens. Even before the end of the Civil War, a new system had been emerged to take place of the older form of slavery, the convict lease system. Thus, shortly after 1850, the imprisonment rate increased, then remained fairly stable with a rate of between 75 and 125 prisoners per 100,000 population. The African struggle continued primarily behind the slave quarter walls down through the issuance of the Emancipation Proclamation. This was a declaration issued by President Lincoln on January 3, 1863, during the height of the Civil War. He declared the slave free only in those states still in rebellion and had little actual liberating effect on the slaves in question. Their slave masters still engaged in war against the Union, simply ignored the Declaration and continued to hold their slaves in bondage. Some slave men kept the Declaration secret after the war ended following Lee's surrender on April 9, 1865. As a result, news of Emancipation Proclamation did not reach slaves in Texas until June 19, 1865, this date called Juneteenth, is celebrated annually by New African Texas, outlying states as Black Independence Day. Hold up, I'm trying to see if the brother that came on yet. Hold up, let me see. I know the brother is behind enemy line. Let me see what's going on right quick. You know, reach out to the brother. Can't hear it now. Oh, hold up. Free line for all the listeners. I actually don't think the brother's going to be able to come on tonight, so we're going to cancel the show. And the brother was taking the chance, as he stated, to come on to the show to share his thoughts and ideas and talk about what's actually going on in the predicament of the prison system and what's taking place, right? So as I see, they don't put the pressure on the brother, so the brother won't be able to be on. I salute y'all. Long live independent movement. Free the land.